League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my fresh direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of two living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of two boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising two kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to one sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Hey guys, we are back from Oklahoma City. Best weekend ever, right ladies?
Best ever.
Best weekend ever. It went so fast.
Wow, coming back from a great trip like that and coming back into the lows of parenting. It really inspired me to come up with this episode tonight, which is called Parenting Past 7 p.m.
This whole past week has felt like parenting past 7 p.m.
Okay,
guys, I have to admit something right now. This entire time, I don't know why my brain went there. You guys, this is real. I thought we were recording parenting past 7, like past 7 years old.
Allie was like, finally an ep just for me.
Oh my God.
Like, okay, I have so much to say about this. Your kid is like older.
Okay. Wow.
Sorry. All right, great.
Yeah, I guess I never put PM in the tagline.
We've talked about it. I'm there. I got you.
Okay. So yeah, parenting past 7 is a lot different than parenting at say 2 p.m. or 10 a.m. or even 5:45 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So different. Not okay.
Not okay.
I think starting at 5 is just, it starts to spiral down, and by 7 you're just like fucking done. But 5 for me is like when I'm
already working too hard at 5.
Oh, it's just starting to unravel at 5.
Yeah. It's just like any other job, you guys. If you clocked it into any other job at 6 o'clock in the morning, by 7 p.m. you'd be doing a really shitty job of brain surgery or train driving or like whatever, or being a secretary, like whatever your job was, you'd be blowing it 13 hours later. And parenting is the same.
So true. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I have a sinus infection. I feel like I'm really just bringing this down.
Hashtag no. Oklahoma City.
We all went down so hard. Why?
Because
no, guys, I'm so sorry, but I'm okay.
I didn't get sick.
Oh my God, that tone of voice that you just took with us.
Sorry, girls, I feel great.
I'm really all right, you guys.
Listen, I'm healthy, but I came back to the sickest household. My poor 1-year-old just laying on the floor with drool, staring, just vomiting all day. Highest fever.
Molly. The trip
was so good, but it just melted away.
Nothing is for free. We paid such a price.
We paid so hard.
It was like sand slipping through my fingers. It's gone.
People are like, wait, what the fuck?
You know what it's like? Unhurried wonder. Okay, so parenting past 7. I recently, because this was a hard week, I would be doing the show before Augie goes to bed. My 4-year-old gets a little Netflix show or whatever.
Every night.
Yep.
What time?
When Marigold was born. Yes, he is. We're putting the show on at 7.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What time does he go to bed?
He's in by, we try to do it by 7:30.
Oh, so he's getting a little, just a little hit before bed.
He gets a little hit. And this is, this was born from the days of when I had Goldie as a newborn and I could not do it by myself.
Oh, of course. So, you don't have to explain it. We get
it's left over and it's wonderful because I use it as leverage every single day and it still works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Check your attitude. Yep. I don't think a show's going to work tonight, honey. Nope. I don't think a show's working tonight because of your attitude. I can do it.
Augie just living for 20 minutes of Daniel Tiger at the end of a long day.
Yeah. Over Daniel Tiger. That was back in the day. He's on to bigger and better things now, like...
What, Octonauts? Wildcats? What you got?
PJ Masks and shit.
Oh, my God. The girls are so yipped up on PJ Masks, which makes no sense. Have you ever tried to read one of the fake-ass PJ Masks books? Yeah. I tried to read one from to Mavis, and I was like, this... It's like it was translated from another language into English. Mavis, this fucking story makes no sense.
Oh, my God. I read one tonight, Kate, and I definitely felt that terrible.
I was like, okay, Babelfish wrote this. Moving on.
Okay. But I have been waking up in like a puddle of my own drool on the couch.
Aww. While he's watching the show. And
And then I'm crawling because it's like, okay, once the show's done, I have to still make sure his teeth are brushed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's like one step I could skip, and it's just sheer guilt that makes me do it every night.
Why don't you do it before the show?
Teeth brushing is so hard for me too, or during the show.
During the show, hand him his toothbrush.
Okay.
I do it during reading, like they're just brushing their teeth while we're doing books.
Okay. Do I need brushing his teeth?
He'll probably brush his teeth for like 20 full minutes.
He quote unquote brushes his teeth, but then we brush his teeth behind him.
That's good.
Yeah, they can't brush their own teeth till they can tie their own shoes.
Oh, God.
Really?
So, I mean, which means I could technically probably still be brushing Wilder's teeth. He's a lesson.
Okay, you guys, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I need to, for us to take a sponsor break.
Hit us, babe.
I want to tell you about an awesome clothing website called ModCloth. Fall's in full swing at ModCloth. If you're not already curled up in a sweater, they've got you covered with cozy essentials and cute knits that won't quit. ModCloth has tons of stylish outerwear that's sure to make an impression. And they believe fashion should be celebrated by all women. That's why they have a full range of sizes from double XS to 4X. I recently got a pair of Sperry Duck boots from ModCloth. They're so cute and comfortable and functional. They keep the water out when it rains, and they keep the snow out when it snows in New York City. So I'm really excited I got those. And I've also been thinking about visiting their home and gift section for some holiday decorations. So you guys should absolutely check this out. Nursing and Cursing listeners get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more. So go to modcloth.com and enter code NAIL, that's capital NAIL, at checkout. This offer is valid for one-time use and expires January 5th, 2019. So, again, to get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com and enter code NAIL. And that's valid until January 5th, 2019.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys, after 7 o'clock, have any of you ever been at your worst where you are on the brink of abuse or
all my abusive moments?
Oh, wow. The brink of abuse.
Yeah.
Allie, it's like I am like my parenting is like a pumpkin. Like it's like I was Cinderella at 6:59 and shit gets really fucked up. And the later it gets, obviously, the meaner I get. And I get really mean to my kids.
I think we need to do t-shirts and say...
Nursing and cursing on the brink of abuse.
Yes.
I love it.
I don't know what this wine's got.
Oh, yeah. But no, I think that some of my nastiest moments have come either when the lights are out or when the lights are supposed to be out. I mean, the rage starts rising. I start seeing red. I start spiraling. Or if I come home and my husband was supposed to have done the bedtime routine and the kids are still awake.
That's a whole nother
app. Or it's after 7 o'clock and they're still awake.
Okay, well, here's our new problem. Everybody, our kids don't go to bed early anymore because our kids are old as fuck. Our kids don't even go to bed until... Sometimes my kids don't even get into bed until 8:45.
My bedtime in my head is 8 p.m. every night. It really is more like 10:30 with all the shit I have to do.
Yep.
I need to be done with kids.
Well, can we talk about how preparing food, it's not like a 30 – when I see like, oh, a 30-minute dinner, when I read that at 11 a.m., I'm like, oh, great, I'll make that tonight. At 5 p.m. when I'm staring down a 30-minute dinner, I'm like, no, it needs to be three minutes. No, like it cannot be 30 fucking minutes. No way. I don't have 30 minutes.
Right. I feel that.
I feel like, yeah, once it's past 7, that's when they're pushing all your buttons too. One more book, one more story, cuddle, scratch my back. And I just am raging, like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, I can't get away from them fast enough after 7 p.m.
My trigger is I'm scared because I cannot walk out on. I'm scared. I somehow cannot do it.
Why? Scared of the dark or something? Like, is this...
We had parents that would comfort us 0%. Everything was your fault.
I would call for mom or dad for, I'm not joking, hours. Nobody
45
would
come. 45 minutes to 2 hours. Nope.
And no one
screaming, crying.
They would never come.
They don't come. They don't come. And if dad sees this, he's literally cry. He'll sob if he hears that, Molly. He's at a point in his life where he can't handle it.
Oh my God. My parents used to go, parents used to put us to bed and then go back out. Like, put us into bed, hit the lights, and leave.
They probably weren't there, Allie.
Oh my God.
Well, Kate, you just helped them crack the code.
Oh my God, Kate. Right. Holy shit.
They were I remember getting up one night. This episode's taking a crazy turn, but. Actually, our parents had the answer. Parenting after 7, not doing it.
Just don't show up.
I ain't doing it.
Just go to the bar.
GTFO. All right. What, Kate?
No, I woke up one night, and like Allie, I had probably been like mom, dad, for like a long time, and nobody answered. And I remember coming downstairs and being home alone. My brothers were asleep, and I was home alone and being like, what the fuck? And I got so freaked out that I called my grandma. And as I was on the phone with my grandma, my dad's mom, my parents walked in. And guess what? Do you think anybody cared that I was awake and scared? No, I got in trouble for getting them in trouble with my grandma.
Yeah. Like, you got in trouble for getting out of bed, right? Like, how dare you get out of bed? I just remember knowing no matter what, you don't ever get out fucking of bed. Get out of bed. You do not open that door.
Mm. I feel like I'm instilling a similar fear. Yeah, I really do.
Me too. And you know what? Me too. They don't get out of bed. Like, that's an okay, but they call for me and that drives me crazy. I start answering like, what?
No.
You're fine. Yes. No. I say things like no in the middle of the night. Or what are they asking?
Nope. I'm sorry. What are they asking for? I'm so new at this.
I'm thirsty.
I fucking hate that one.
I like this one. I just get come. Oh, mom, come.
Oh my God. Molly, Allie, even hearing you say that.
I'm so mad.
I know.
So mad.
Trigger.
Triggered.
I'll be like, Pete. You know, kicking him in the, under the blanket. Go. And he'll be like, they're calling your name.
Oh, I do that to Garrett. Levi gets out of bed all night now. This is new in the last few weeks. He gets out of bed like four times a night. Last night, he was just standing over me, kissing my face, and I was like, Levi. Aww. It was very sweet, but, you know, it's like, it's like 3 in the morning.
Wrong time.
And I'm like, Levi, time. What's up, babe? And he goes, nothing, just wanted to kiss you.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, babe, that's so sweet. Okay, go to bed. Bye.
He's such a lover, though.
Read the room, Levi.
Read the room. 3 in the morning, buddy.
Read the room. Oh, my God, I can't wait to use that with my kids. Well, guess what? My kids don't get out of bed either, but that's because I have to stay in there until they're basically asleep. I've talked about this before, how I fucked up so much of parenting, but bedtime is, I really lost the thread and I never got it back. I've always fucked it up.
This is funny. The rule that my kids can't get out of bed. Phoenix is on the top bunk and he's 7. So he's old, you know, but he carries it all the way to the morning, where when he wakes up in the morning, he calls, I'm ready.
No way.
Okay, so down.
You haven't
he
trained.
Wants me to go in there and like greet him with a smile and a song, good morning, on the top bunk. But no. Yeah. No.
So he stays in bed till you go get him. Wow.
Yeah, in the morning. But that also annoys me. I'm ready. Well, I'm like making lunches. Like, okay, come get out of bed then. No.
Mm-mm. Oh, God. Wow. And then right. if your husbands are home, I find for me around 7, it is just like we are snipping at each other. It's like the toot in the house and the tension is so thick.
We do better if JJ just walks in the minute after they fall asleep.
Same.
Yeah.
Because for sure. Because like both of us putting them to bed basically like
they know how to play you both differently. You're exactly. Two different puppets.
It's not just that, but it's also like Jay doesn't have, and I get it because he's had a long day in a different way. I'm actually sympathetic, but he doesn't have the patience for the bullshit. He just loses it way faster. And then I feel like instead of just me screaming at the kids, Jeremy's screaming at the kids. They're screaming back at him. I'm screaming at Jeremy. Like we're just all in a free fall until we fall asleep. Like it's just a bad scene.
Hey, you guys, I'm going to take a quick sponsor break and let you know about HelloFresh. You guys know I love this. It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. There's something for everyone with HelloFresh's selection. There are 3 plans to choose from, classic, veggie, and family. And the other night, I had the most wonderful experience. I cooked pork carnitas tacos for my family. It had pickled onion and Monterey Jack cheese. It was a little bit on the spicy side, just perfect. My husband and I were thrilled. And you know, HelloFresh helps you rediscover the excitement of cooking. Enjoy not having to plan your dinner. You know, enjoy not having to spend the money on takeout for an easy night. This is awesome ingredients week after week. And HelloFresh believes in that cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. It's one pot recipes are available and cooking is really easy to clean up, which is one of my favorite parts. And there are lots of benefits of subscribing. You can get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone. So come and try this out with me, you guys. Let me give you a promo code. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first 3 boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/nail60 and enter nail60. Again, that's $60 off. That's $20 off your first 3 boxes. Just visit HelloFresh.com/nail60 and enter nail60. I mean, that's like receiving 6 meals for free. So why wouldn't you do it? Join me. You guys are going to love it.
Thanks, Molly. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Molly.
One thing, guys, I got to also bring into the loop, and I know I'm always fucking bringing this into the loop, but it's because...
Fucking? Is that Florida? I'm so fucking tired.
I'm so fucked up right now.
So Florida. I didn't clock that it's Florida, but I know in my heart it is.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing.
Allie, that could be New England. That totally could be New England.
God,
everybody's hacking on this podcast.
I'm so sorry.
Dude, it's the Oklahoma, fallout.
Backlash.
Backlash.
Aftermath.
Oh, God. I just want to be back at that bar drinking my latte with you guys.
Maybe on that couch.
You never knew the Midwest could be so alluring, did you?
Did you guys know that Critty moved her 4-year-old kid out of his room, and me and Allie got to sleep in his, like,
yeah, when she was like, when she bed. Was like, Levi started this new thing where he won't sleep in his own bed. I was like, did he start it last weekend when we slept in his room?
Did he start it when you kicked him out of his bedroom?
But seriously, like, it had the perfect window coverings. It was super warm with all, like, the down comforters. Allie and I were basically sister spooning. We slept in, no kids waking us up.
Oh, Allie and I had the best hangover of our lives in that room last weekend.
We sure did.
You guys slept in until like 9. What time was it? 9:45.
It was like 10. Although I want to just
so fucking late.
I want to defend myself though. Like, not only was I hungover, but I kept telling you guys something was wrong with me, and Molly kept just going, "You're gonna start your period. You're gonna start your period." I was like, "No, I'm not."
But listen, Molly kept going, "You're sick." And I kept saying, "No, I had dairy." I don't know.
Yep.
Denial, denial, denial.
It happened with coffee every morning. And I'm like, "No, I just had some dairy." Like, I don't.
You are snotting so bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Back on topic. Sorry. So what I was going to say is, okay, after you finally cross the finish line and you close their door, open a little more, a little more, a little more. Okay, you get the right crack in the door and you come out and you take this huge sigh of relief, and then you look up and you realize you have to do lunches.
Or put the kitchen away. Hell. Or look for some shit for tomorrow. Like, it's not over.
Laundry, not because over. There's not a stitch of clothes for anyone to wear in the morning.
That's why we rage at them at 7, because we're like, you get to go to bed. We still have so much shit to do, so don't tell me to read one more book or tell one more story, because I need to get going. You have at least another hour. I need to get going on, like, phase 3.
I got a real
3.
Job to get to, hon.
Yeah, hon.
It's like we're all just racing to the, like, but in quicksand to the bed, you know?
Yes.
Like, yes. The longer everybody whines and the more they're of, like, the pile of laundry and all that is just getting in the way
of Netflix
between me and my bed.
Sarah, I'm going to steal that and also do a t-shirt. Nursing and cursing, racing in the quicksand.
I just I got so poetic just now.
That was really like, deep. I mean, we're just a mess because of the kids. I feel like we're just more of a mess than ever now because of the kids' after school schedules, which after school is like a whole, it could be its whole own episode, but the kids have stuff now that makes it so that sometimes we don't even get home until 6:30, and then Wilder still has basketball practice till 8:30, and by the time he walks in the door sometimes it's 9:15, and he's hungry. He basically needs a second dinner, then he needs a shower, then he's dicking around with whatever homework he didn't finish. Like, it's just never, it never ends. It's never ever ending.
Wow. Yeah,
that's so hard.
How do you keep track of all that? Sounds hard.
I don't. That's why my emails are like primarily reminders. Almost every email has the word reminder in the title.
Yes. Yep. Do you guys start to, well, Critty, you said you start panicking, right? It's something about like this, the tension is high. My tension goes through the roof once dinner's done and I know it's time to get PJs on, brush teeth and start reading. For some reason, like, it's as if I just drank a big cup of coffee. My anxiety starts.
Same.
And
I want to keep it on schedule. I want to keep shit on schedule.
But, and not only is it because I need to get to bed, because most nights, guys, I can't even do the lunches. I just have to go in at 7:45. I can't make it. I just go right to bed and I do it in the morning. But it's also like they're going to have a horrible day tomorrow. And so am I. If they don't get to sleep, my whole fucking week is going to be off because they're going to be such brats. They're going to be so tired. I can't. It's horrible.
Exactly. Yes, because if you put them to bed later, they still wake up as early as they normally do. It's like, at least for me, it never works to put them to bed later and they'll sleep later.
Oh my gosh,
Well, Mabel just started this new thing where she falls asleep right after school now. She falls asleep right after pickup so that she...
No.
Yeah.
That sucks.
She falls asleep after pickup while we're like on our way to an activity for somebody, and then the big kids are ready to crash at 8:45, and this little bee has fucking energy for days. It's like she just did an eight ball.
Oh my gosh.
So what time is she going to bed now?
Dude, our nights are blown.
You're like, dude, she's still up. She's downstairs.
I can't even tell you guys. It's fucked up. Every day Jeremy texts me like, let's watch so-and-so today. Like, let's watch a movie. I'm like, okay. No,
yeah, that's just a
fantasy. We haven't spent any time together after bedtime in 2 years.
Exactly. 4:30 p.m. I'm coming off work texting my husband like, let's like have a night tonight and we'll watch blah, 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 blah. And then the reality is, yeah, right. Yeah. After 7, it's done. Don't touch me.
Don't even look at me.
We need to have another episode where we like just suggest TV shows to watch for each other. Mm-hmm. All the shows that you've missed in the last however many years of trying to watch TV and then never getting to it.
Never saw Sopranos, never saw Mad Men. Let's just do it right now.
Hi.
That was a great episode.
Hey guys.
Nailing it and failing it.
I gotta fail. Guys,
yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay, I'm gonna start it. This morning, Matilda headbutt me really hard. She was having a tantrum, was flailing back and forth and slammed me in the nose. And
ow.
It was the kind where the pain is so bad you actually just go silent. And I just buried my hand in my face in my hands and was silent for a long time, and everybody, the whole house got quiet. And then Levi was like, Mom, are you okay? And I removed my hands and my eyes were like streaming tears, and I said, no, my nose, Matilda hit me really hard, it really hurts. And he goes, Mom, she left a dent above your nose. And he rubbed the 11 between my eyebrows.
No,
my wrinkle, she left a dent between above your nose. And I was like, oh baby, that's just mommy's wrinkle. And I guys, it hurt. I gotta tell you, it really hurt my feelings.
Oh, I thought you meant the bump really hurt.
No, I mean not her, but no, Levi like pointing out, it is one of my biggest, like, I'm very self-conscious about it, which is stupid. Well, but I am.
It is stupid just because we've all seen your skin and you,
it's
have
luminescent big
skin. You don't have wrinkles.
I do. I have it between my brows. Whatever. My son called it out and he was rubbing it. Called it a dent.
Anyway. It's hard. It hurt. My kids have definitely recently been telling me all about my wrinkles on my face and how they are a lot bigger compared to their friends' moms.
Oh, God.
That's
the worst.
Messed up.
I got a fail. I guess it's kind of, I'm going to share it with Sarah. It's like it's really my fail, but Sarah was involved.
Oh, what is this?
When we traveled to Oklahoma, so me, Sarah, and Franny flew together and we connected in Atlanta. And it was the day after the hurricane. And so, like, flights were all screwed up, whatever, we get to Atlanta. And Sarah's, like, an incredibly patient and amazing mom. And Franny was such an easy traveler. But Sarah had been holding Franny for like 6 hours by the time we got to Atlanta. So we get to our gate for our next flight and the person is like, okay, we're still waiting on your flight to come in from Houston. When it comes in, we're going to fuel up, we're going to clean it up, and then we'll get you guys on board. And when I heard that, I automatically assumed like, okay, we've got at least 45 minutes at the gate. Like, I was like, Sarah, I'm going to go get a coffee. Let me take Franny for a walk. Like, chill, get on your phone, go pee, whatever. And Sarah was like, okay. And I wanted to be super present with Franny. So I left my phone with Sarah and me and Franny take off into the airport. Just take off with somebody else's baby in the Atlanta terminal. And you
didn't bring your phone.
I didn't bring my phone because I felt like I just didn't want to be fubbing. I wanted to be like, because I thought maybe Franny would get freaked out that Sarah wasn't there and whatever.
Got it.
And I also was like, I know exactly what I'm like, especially when I'm tired. I'm going to put my phone down somewhere and I'm going to lose it. Or I'm going to put Franny down somewhere and I'm going to lose her. I just can't do both. So we're like walking, and then I pick her up and I get her coffee and I'm like, oh, it's only been a few minutes, I guess. And we go into a bookstore and I'm about to go back. And then I'm like, what's the hurry? Like, what's the hurry? Franny's fine. Sarah's probably just getting her Instagram on. I'm going to go ahead and give her like 10 more minutes. I'm like reading all the paperbacks. The woman who works at the Hudson News is showing me pictures of her grandson. And people are telling me how pretty my daughter is. And I'm just like, I know, isn't she gorgeous? Like, just not correcting them. And finally, I come around the corner to the gate. All I see is that nobody is there. There is not a single person there. What? Sarah looks like she's been punched in the stomach. Sarah looks so freaked out. There's no color in her face. And she said, Sarah is yelling at me, we were paging you. Didn't you hear us? We were paging you. I was like,
Oh my God.
The woman.
Every single person had boarded the plane.
Everybody had
us.
Boarded the plane except
oh
us.
Oh my God.
Kate, the woman,
you were
the
paged.
Woman like, the woman was like, you took her baby. She was calling you. Oh, she had your baby. And I was like, I'm Sarah. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. And that's the story of how I almost fucking Amber alerted Franny.
Wait, so you just didn't hear the paging, Kate?
No, I didn't hear anything. I was like having a great time with Franny. I didn't hear shit.
Holy shit. Sarah, were you so fucking scared?
Yeah.
What was going through your mind?
I knew Francis was fine. And obviously that Kate was fine too. But I just was like, how is this going to play out?
Right.
Just going through all of the scenarios, like,
right. So you're like, when I see Kate, I'm gonna fucking kill her, and then what am I gonna do?
I did not want to miss this flight at all. I was so sick of traveling. We'd already had our flight delayed, and this lady, behind the counter was just so rude. And I was like, what do you think I can do in this scenario? And she was like, I'm closing this door in 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, my God. Wow. That isn't the answer I expected. And she was like, is she at the Dunkin' Donuts? I think she's at the Dunkin' Donuts.
You're like, probably. So you're like, you're actually pretty accurate.
I was fucking bitch. Anyway, I was really relieved to see them.
When I told my husband the story, he was like, it's fucking figures. Like, he just, to him, like, he was like, fucking figures.
Like, oh, my God. Common occurrence.
To me, that was so surprising, but I guess people who know me, that's pretty much par for the course.
You are so lucky you didn't miss that flight and cut hours off Oklahoma.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, my God. And had Sarah sit and had and stranded me and Sarah in Atlanta for, like, 4 more hours, our friendship wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, that would have been a tough recovery for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a nail fail, but the fail is just, yeah, pretty similar to what you were saying, just how I've been feeling lately, just run down. I look in the mirror, I don't recognize my body, like I don't recognize my face. I don't recognize myself when I take my clothes off. I'm like, wait, and mm-hmm. I know it's normal, two kids and aging, but it just really feels like it's all happened at once, very suddenly, like since I went back to work. And also same time, Marigold is refusing nursing. She'll nurse for maybe 30 seconds to 2 minutes a day. And I'm like, come here, come to the boob. No. She just,
oh my gosh.
She's over it. Not accepting that. I'm going to keep trying.
Oh, my gosh. She says no.
I had to go into work over the weekend on a Saturday to get some stuff done. I went early, so I did not get dressed, put makeup on. I'm, like, basically wearing PJs. I look so haggard. I have, like, smeared mascara. And I'm at a red light. And this is kind of the nail part slash just – I'm just totally showing my ass here, but – I'm at a red light and I hear this like screaming and hollering. And this is early in the morning, like before 10 a.m. And I look over and there is a white van with the doors the door has been opened and these guys are hanging out of the van, like hollering at me, like, and doing this whole, like, come in, get in the van, get in the van.
But I, what?
What?
So my first reaction is like angry, like, you fucking, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But then I clock that they are all like very just attractive, maybe late 20s. Dark eyes, all very dark hair, but like
dark all Menorcan.
So good looking.
Oh my God.
These details.
Dark eyes. Oh my God. Because in a quick flash of a second, I am reliving my 20s. Because if you remember the way Tim and I got together, you know, he was a drummer in a band and I was an actor in New York City and I was like working customer service, and he and his bandmates would drive through New York. They would take the detour, maybe up to Boston, but go through New York. And he would call and say, can you get off work? We're driving by your apartment in 40 minutes. And I would just have somebody cover for me. And I would run uptown, get a backpack, and meet him on the curb. And that van would come. And the door would fling open. And I would climb over the seats and basically just like straddle him and make out with him on the way.
Oh my God. So this started as a nail fail.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it did. Where are we going? So what happened in the van? Were they trying to hijack
sex? They were like joking and they thought it was so funny. And I just rolled down my window, which they didn't expect, looking so haggard. And I was like, you guys, like, stop it. I really miss those days. And now I'm just an old haggard mom with two kids.
Oh no. No, you did not say that.
Yes, I did. And they were like,
Molly, Jesus. Molly.
They were like, girl, no, you are a MILF and you look fine.
Oh, my okay. God, Molly.
I was like, thank you. And I just rolled up the window and sped up.
Were they in a band? What was it? Who was that?
You know, I don't know who they were. Yeah, they were like a band in a van. Exactly.
Okay.
It was the most pathetic like moment ever where I was what? Just like.
Ever, oh, Molly, good for around. You. But I'm glad that they gave you that good feeling.
They did call me a MILF, and I'm just going to call that my nail.
That's a great nail. I'll that's take that lot, any day.
That's a really great. That's a really great diary entry and a really great nail.
Oh my God! Failing
is Oscars.
I'll go next time. I'll go next time.
Oh,
Oscar music. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
I forgot you had gone.
So sorry, Allie, but Molly's MILF story took 20 minutes.
For sure. We had to go all the way back in time with her dry humping Tim in the back of the van in New York City.
I'm sorry. Your feelings got hurt, Allie.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight, you guys. That's Nursing and Cursing. We will catch you next time.
Check us out next week for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, where it's safe to admit that you just left your kid in the car to run into Ace Hardware for 5 minutes.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.